Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
When the defendant is charged with the crime of murder, is he guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
That was the scene in a Plymouth courtroom yesterday as a jury found Darrell Jones not guilty in his murder retrial. Jones served more than three decades in prison for the 1985 murder in Brockton and always maintained his innocence. The retrial came after a judge threw out his first conviction after a WBUR reported there was racial bias among jurors in that first trial. Stephanie Roberts Hartung is a professor at Northeastern University School of Law and joins us now to break down the jury's verdict. Good morning, Professor, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what's your biggest takeaway from this ultra-quick verdict?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the verdict came in just over 2 hours. Not guilty verdicts are rare enough, but here, under the circumstances, I'd say this is really a clear rebuke of the prosecutor's decision to retry this case under the circumstances. This is a decision that was, I'd say, misguided from the beginning, given the conviction was overturned, as you mentioned, based on an unjust trial the first time around almost 35 years ago.
How much of an indictment is this, do you think, in the decision to retry the Jones case?
You know, I'd say that's exactly what it comes down to, is an indictment of this misguided decision. You know, a prosecutor's job, there's an ethical duty there to pursue justice, not just to pursue a conviction. And so whereas here a conviction is overturned based on seriously troubling processes that happened at the trial, plus affirmative evidence of innocence, as in this case, it's an opportunity for a prosecutor to have a moment of reckoning. What went wrong? Have we perhaps prosecuted the wrong person? But instead of doing that, here, the prosecutor's office doubled down on the injustice.
You know, when I heard about how quick the verdict was, having not been in the courtroom, I said to myself, I wonder if the prosecution put its all into this or not.
Oh, absolutely. I think they put on everything they could. But what it seems like they failed to do is to just have a meaningful reassessment of what the evidence was and what it pointed to. There was a serious question here, at the very least, and as I said, strong affirmative evidence that Darrell Jones was not the shooter, and it seems that the prosecutor, in its zeal to retry him and to shore up their conviction, they ignored those troubling facts.
So what's the takeaway for prosecutors then?
I think, you know, in this era where we've had thousands of exonerations that show wrongful convictions of innocent people are occurring at alarming rates, that prosecutors need to take a hard look at the evidence in their cases and seriously consider whether the wrong person has been accused, tried, and then the Darrell Jones case even convicted.
So what about other inmates? Do you think what happened in this case might encourage other defendants to challenge their prior convictions if they believe they were wrongly sentenced?
Well, the first thing to understand is that having a conviction overturned, as what occurred in the Darrell Jones case, that happens really infrequently. But once it does, and especially where there's evidence of actual innocence, I think that absolutely this situation might encourage wrongfully convicted prisoners to fight their case as it should.
Stephanie Roberts Hartung, professor at Northeastern University School of Law, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition today.
Thank you so much.